listening to Vet Candy.
Hi, this is Dr. Jessica Turner, and you are listening to Living Well with Dr. Jessica. So this is the first time in a long time, it seems like, since we have been recording. And so I feel like it's day one, hence the fumble just now. But I am so excited to have you back and talk about all things wellness, not just what to eat, not to move your body, but everything in between. And I think today's episode is going to be extra special because it's something that I know I struggle with and I need more of. And it's just having fun in our workspace and just in life in general, which I feel like I need a large dose of lately. With the reason I've been absent is because I had a little surgical procedure. And so, yeah, just a lot of things going on over here. So it's good to be back and it's good to have our guest on today. We have Caitlin Palmer, but she is better known as the Desk Wench, which I have to say, I feel bad like even saying that towards you because I feel like I'm talking bad about you. But she is a veterinary receptionist, has been within the veterinary field for 10 years. And she's a fellow Southerner with me. I feel like I haven't had a fellow Southerner on here yet. So I was pretty excited when I found out that you were also in what feels like Hades right now. So, but Caitlin is known for her interesting outlet, which I say interesting in it's maybe not as unique as I think it is, but she is known for her TikTok videos. She loves theater and music and art. And like so many of us, she works full time and it's hard to find space to fit those things in. And so she took to one of the most popular crazes right now and started making her own videos, of course, about veterinary medicine. And they're not only giving her an outlet, but they're giving all of us an outlet because they're hilarious. And so I'm so excited to have you on. At some point, I will have to share all of the common things that we equally love because I think they're important. But I just want to welcome you, hand it over to you, and just tell us a little bit about yourself and we'll get right in.
Thanks so much, Dr. Jessica. I'm so excited to be here. And it is, when I saw you're from the South too, I was like, yes, oh, this is great. But yeah, you know, working full time, you know, 40 or more hours a week, and everyone's got COVID puppies and it's just been crazy. So I haven't been able to do community theater or shows or sing or do any of those creative outlets, which really for my mental health I need. So, you know, I kind of took to TikTok. It was new. It was kind of fun. It's easy to use, user-friendly. And I started making fun of people who are mean to you in the vet field because some people are just hateful. And it's funny looking back, but in the moment, you're just like, really? But I was nervous to put it out there because I didn't want to come across as mean or making fun of good people. But it's really validating how other people have the same instances. Other people have been in the same situation where the dog's a girl because it has nipples, and that's something people think, and it's not just our clinic. So that was really cool to find that, oh, wait, people are crazy everywhere. It's not just here. That's everywhere. They're crazy.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hello, this is Caitlin Palmer. You probably know me as the Desk Wench. You know, the sweet TikTok receptionist who has to deal with the evil Karen Stevens. Well, if you like that, you are going to love my new podcast, Desk Wench Confessions. On my show, I have funny guests who tell me about their own Karens. Plus, we have contests, giveaways, and skits. Trust me, you are going to love it. Check it out on a podcast platform of your choice on Vet Candy Radio.
It's so true. Just simply knowing that you're not facing those things alone, like it really makes such a big difference. And to have someone that one is creative enough to do what you're doing, but also bold enough to do it. You know, like, I think there's so many of us that are watching and, you know, cracking up and, but also like kind of relieved that we also see the same stuff, you know, even though I've been out of practice for quite some time now, when I was watching them, I mean, it was like yesterday, you know, that I could almost the same exact situation of what you're depicting. And it's just such a great connector. So I have to be honest with you, whenever I first learned of or planned to talk and what you were doing and known for, I kind of laughed because I am not a TikTok person. I used to have it, kind of dabbled. It's been deleted for a long time. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not even going to be able to relate to like what she's doing. Or, you know, I'm like the most uncool person, like when it comes to staying like on trend. So I'm curious, is that something that you kind of played around with before and then you kind of took it to, you know, the next step with kind of bringing that lighthearted feel into the workspace? Or did you kind of just go for something that you just knew people would, it would be seen on?
Right. Well, I started out more just, I do like little art makeovers, like I'll take really like derpy figurines and I'll remake them and try to make them look good. And that was originally what I was going to do, was just art. But, you know, once you start, you can't stop. And, you know, veterinary medicine is so, it's such a relevant big part of my life and everyone around me. So that was just a fun outlet to share these experiences and to help people laugh and, you know, to kind of bring some of the Karens to justice.
Okay, this is totally off path, but I think our listeners will get a kick out of it. So, you know, we always hear about the Karens and you so perfectly play, you know, one on your videos, but I have a friend where we've been kind of more acquaintances, but we're getting closer now. And not that long ago, she was talking about how the struggle she has with being named Karen, because people automatically associate her with all of the bad that we associate the name Karen with. But it was just, I thought it was so funny, but was trying not to seem insensitive because it probably is a legitimate concern. So if you're a Karen and you're listening, please don't be offended. We love you. Just show people that you're not that Karen.
Right. Don't be Karen Stevens unless your name is Karen Stevens, and carry on.
Another thing I want to share and kind of what I want to dig into, because I think I'm probably not the only one in this boat, but it's kind of a running joke with me and among my friends and family. I tend to be really serious. It's kind of like a default setting. I now work with my business partner is the exact opposite, and she brings the fun. And, you know, anytime we're planning stuff where there's going to be engagement of other people, I always joke with her that people would think I was mad or they'd fall asleep or, you know, whatnot if I didn't have her to kind of like give me her fun. In a field where I think that there's a lot of us that kind of have that personality to begin with, and then you throw in, you know, the work environment that so many of us are in within the veterinary field, which can be so, you know, it needs to be serious a lot of times, but I feel like it could be such a struggle to weave in those moments of fun and silly and not making light of the situation, but in a sense, making light of the situation. How do you suggest bringing that playfulness into the workspace or wherever, you know, you are that you recognize that it would benefit from some playfulness?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we see the worst of the worst in vet med. You know, we see awful stuff. We see terrible, just neglect situations. And you do have to be serious when you're caring for your patients. You're caring for their people because there's a human on the other end of the leash and they're usually not bad people. But, you know, occasionally you do have that person. So, you know, I'll leave the messages for my doctors with the client's name. And then at the bottom, I'll write, sorry. And that just kind of is like, I know I empathize with you. And I'm so sorry that you have to do this. You know, if it's been a particularly bad day, you know, I'll go to the dollar store and get like Reese's cups and everybody gets a Reese's cup or, you know, just something to kind of, because your team and, I mean, you spend more time with your team than you do with your family sometimes in practice. So you want to get along and you want to make them smile. Plus, you know, you get all those happy hormones from laughing. So it's just a nice bringing it back to center, like, okay, this is okay. We can deal with this, you guys.
I couldn't agree more. You're making me think back to when I was in practice. My main veterinary nurse was phenomenal at bringing that to the environment. And she would joke about how she belonged in a Disney movie because she would like randomly break out in song and would crawl in the cages, you know, and we'd find her pretending to be like sleeping. And I still think back to, you know, when I worked with her and the parallel of other places that I worked, and there's just such a stark difference. And while I may not be the person that's going to break out to song, I think there's simple things like music, you know, like having something playing that you enjoy, you know, while doing surgery or in the treatment area where you don't have to worry about, you know, if it's being heard in the exam rooms or whatnot.
They listen to straight up booty music back there sometimes. It's so awesome. I'm like, I can't do that up front, you guys. This isn't fair.
I used to in the surgery room, I was known to listen to a wide variety of stuff. I think it's so important to identify those small things that can have such a huge impact on our mood and can kind of act like a cushion, you know, whenever we're being beat up on, it seems like almost every day from, you know, what I'm gathering from, you know, talking to colleagues, but just finding those ways. And I feel like it's so easy to find inspiration nowadays, whether it's through Pinterest or asking in groups, you know, on how do you bring in that culture, create that environment for your workspace, and what are things, like you were saying, doesn't have to be the practice manager or the veterinarian, or it could be you, you know, it could be anyone from the front of the clinic to the back of the clinic, and just things as simple as, like you said, going and buying those Reese's cups. They really do have such a big impact in the whole, you know, atmosphere. I hope our listeners, I don't know, will kind of start thinking outside of the box. We'll have fun with things. You don't necessarily have to become a TikTok star like Caitlin. You wouldn't find me doing that.
Y'all are giving me so much more credit than I deserve, but I'm not complaining. Go ahead.
But they could easily find your videos and simply tuning into something like that for a couple of minutes, you know. Shoot, we've all been guilty of going to the bathroom and trying to do something that we can't do, you know, in peace for those, you know, couple of minutes, whether it's in a clinic or at home as a parent, whatever. It literally just takes a couple of minutes to be able to kind of shift your mind space out of that negative or, you know, just being kind of beaten down by whatever you're facing, whatever kind of day you're having, and shift it back to a more lighthearted, like you said, release some of those happy chemicals from laughing. There's so much research out there that shows that. Pull up some silly cat videos.
Right. Yes. And we have a clinic cat and we're always taking pictures of him and we made a group chat just for pictures of the clinic cat. And it's just a fun team building type thing. You know, it's look how wonderful our cat is, which I think is, you know, all cats are wonderful, but
I wonder if there, I mean, I'm sure there are, but every clinic I worked at, we had clinic cats, if not multiple. But it just made me think of, so if you need some inspiration, if you want to get off of here and you're like, I wouldn't even know what to search, you know, for outside of Caitlin's videos, look up cats and cucumbers. You will not regret it. Those are my favorite videos.
I love those. And I love the ones where they do like the lip syncing with the cats and they make them cuss their people out. It's so funny. Because I'm like, if they could talk, oh, it would be so bad.
Oh, I can only imagine what they would say. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to dig in a little bit more about harnessing those things that kind of brought you joy and figuring out how to bring them back in, such as you did. So we'll be back in a minute.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Put the needle on the record.
Vet Candy Life is a talk show hosted by well-being gurus Dr. Quincy Hawley and Renee Michelle. Each episode features expert tips, lifestyle advice, and real-life experiences from the most interesting people in the world. Check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
All right, everyone, we are back. We are with Caitlin Palmer, also known as the Desk Winch, known for her TikTok videos. And we are just talking about the importance of having fun in your workspace. And we're about to shift gears a little bit into digging a little deeper into the importance of identifying those things that you love to do that bring you joy, that fill your cup per se, and giving yourself permission to kind of weave them back into your life, no matter how crazy that may look like. Caitlin, I know you mentioned, you know, you got into making these videos because you don't have time to explore your other loves with theater and art and music. Were you involved with those, you know, that kind of outlet before, you know, entering veterinary medicine?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually went to college for theater. I had the highest scholarship that they offered. It was this big deal. It was wonderful. It was amazing. But once I got there, you know, I was away from home. I was alone. I missed my dog. So I ended up coming home and, you know, got my job at the vet clinic. And that's just where I've been ever since. So I've still done on the side community theater and art, and I do pet portraits and just stuff like that, just as my own creative outlet. And that's been very beneficial to me and my mental health.
I completely relate to the need for other avenues for mental well-being. I used to be very creative. I spent a lot of time drawing and painting and writing, and I debated on going to school for fine arts, even towards schools, and then somehow ended up in vet med, which I wouldn't change a thing, but it seems like the moment I made that decision, I completely forgot about all those things that I used to love to do that played more of a role in my overall well-being than I realized, you know, because I was a kid or an adolescent for a majority of the time that I was, you know, doing those things. But when I look back now, I'm like, that's how I survived, you know, that whole season of life.
Absolutely. I did go through a phase where I decided I wanted to be a veterinarian. So I was doing pre-vet, but it was kind of funny because I did my associates between an art and a music scholarship. It was kind of like, oh man, this is like the opposite of what I'm trying to do, but this is what I'm good at, apparently.
I love that you did it that way though, because I think it's played such a, you know, important role of who you are and, you know, what you're doing now. It took me a really long time. Actually, my girls love exploring with painting and drawing and all the things. They just turned 7. The last couple of years, just seeing them get excited about it has gotten me back into things. And so during my time of recovery from my surgery, I actually picked up a pencil again and started drawing and painting. And I'm like, why, you know, did it take so long? And it did not take me long. It was on a Sunday afternoon. Everybody was napping. I probably should have been napping. But the boost that I got from it was, it really surprised me. Like, I knew I would be excited and would enjoy it, but it really surprised me the impact that it had in my confidence and that reminder, you know, like, it doesn't matter if it's been decades, you could still, you know, pick back some of those things that you used to do. I think so often within our field, we're so done by the end of the day. And if you're throwing it, especially, oh my goodness, the life we're living now with, you know, pandemic, there's just so many different factors that I completely understand that it could seem impossible, you know, to make time for those things. And so I love your example, because it really is so simple, you know. And if our listeners are in that creative realm of things, then maybe it's as simple as making a couple TikTok videos and, you know, exploring. If you love to dance, have fun with, you know, doing some fun dance routine. It doesn't mean that you have to sign up for a dance class, you know, that's going to take.
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to perform. You know, you can just do it just for you.
But at the same time, you know, if there is something that you wish you didn't kind of let go of, you know, that's kind of how I feel. Man, I wish I wouldn't have put it on the back burner for so long. Like, it seems so impossible to hold on to those hobbies, like when you're in the middle of whether it's vet school or early parenting or navigating, I don't know, married life, whatever it is. But realistically, we all know that if we looked at our day, that there's time that we waste doing nothing that really matters.
Oh, sure. I get in bed and I'm like, I'm going to just scroll through TikTok for a few minutes and then I'm going to go to bed, or I'm going to read, or I'm going to do something that's good for me. And then I look up and it's been like 5 hours. I'm like, damn it. So I think we should also kind of be mindful of those things too, because they're fun, but they're not necessarily the best for you.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, this is Dr. Quincy Hawley, and I'm here to tell you about a new show. It's Vet Candy Rounds with the Hawleys. That's right, Dr. Tierra, the love of my life, and I have teamed up to bring you the most fascinating cases in the world. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or a podcast platform of your choice, only on Vet Candy Radio.
You're actually making me think of something, though. We know there's a very clear connection between the age that we live in with technology and it being a negative thing. You know, there's studies out there of the increased rates of depression and anxiety and all of these things because we're so tied to technology and we fall into the trap of comparing and that type of thing. And then when you weave in, you know, what's going on with the news or whether it's political or whatever, like so often when you get on a social media platform, that's kind of what you're hit with. And so I think for a large portion of us, we notice that when we do those things mindlessly, we're kind of left drained. But there's a category where it does the opposite. And I think it's important to touch on that. I think we kind of have it in our head that, like you said, you're wasting time, right? Like if you're doing these things, it's wasteful. I want to kind of like give our listeners permission. If you find that you fall into the category where you feel energized, inspired, just in a more positive state after you watch a couple of TikTok videos or look at some images on Instagram, whatever it is, if you find that you are better whenever you're finishing, you know, whatever you're doing versus when you first got on, then that's an outlet for you, a good, a positive outlet. If you're in the other group and you find that you feel worse about yourself, like you're in a more negative headspace, you know, you feel drained, then I would challenge you to kind of be aware of, you know, how you're utilizing your time on those platforms. I just thought it was important to touch on. There is a difference.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, you're right, because I didn't really think about, I mean, you're right. Some people, it's wonderful to just kind of sit and zone out, not worry, not be doing something, you know, just do something you enjoy. So that's a very good point. And I'm a little upset with myself that I didn't think of.
No, I truly believe, like we were joking about the cat videos. And I think like your videos fall into this category. I believe wholeheartedly that laughter and like those lighthearted videos. So I always share that my pregnancy was a nightmare. I was on bed rest for 3 months and just in such a like high stress situation. So I like watched ridiculousness all the time. So if our listeners don't know what that is, it's pretty much pulling videos online, you know, and watching people hurt themselves, or, you know, it's like America's Funniest Home Videos. And I so clearly can look back, and that got me through that season. You know, like, I could have been learning another language. I actually said I was going to do that, but I mean, it didn't happen. I just watched a lot of ridiculousness. But I always think back to that, you know, whenever I find myself in that space where I just really need, like, I need something that I'm not going to have to give a lot of thought to. It's going to make me laugh. You know, it's going to take my attention off of my own situation, even if it's just for 30 minutes. And so I want to make sure that, like, that distinction's made, that scrolling on Facebook mindlessly and seeing what everybody's views on different topics is totally different than, like, watching your video.
Plus, you get to read other people's drama, and that's just, who doesn't like to do that? Let's be honest.
It's true, because that's when we can identify ourselves in there, in other people's situations. And again, just be reminded that we're not in this alone, and gives us a reason to kind of laugh at similar situations. I would bet that if you go and watch some of Caitlin's videos, the next time you see someone that is a Karen, you're going to be way more likely to just be able to laugh it off than to get aggravated and offended by her. And so I just think that's the power behind what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's kind of fun, because now when people are mean to me, I'm kind of like, I have secret revenge. You don't even know. Over 100,000 people have laughed at you. So yes, please, please leave a bad review about our clinic, because I didn't let you use an expired coupon. You know,
like, my goodness. It's so true, though. It gives you fuel for your next video.
It does. And it's so fun. It really is fun. You know, like the dressing up, and it's just fun. All about it is fun.
So I'm curious if you've seen, like, an increase in awareness from your clients on how to treat.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Somebody just yesterday comes in and goes, "Caitlin, I've been learning a lot about you." I was like, excuse me, I'm sorry. She says, "I saw your TikToks." I was like, oh. And she's like, "I thought they were hilarious." And what? Like, she's a nice person. But my first video I made with Bella getting, you know, the dog, because everyone has a dog named Bella, getting a nail trim. I had actually just made an appointment that day for a client who's also a friend, but she has a dog named Bella, and she made an appointment for a nail trim. And it was just totally coincidence, because I wasn't making fun of her, because I love her. And I posted that video, and she's like, "Oh, this sounds familiar." I was like, "No, it's not you. We will do your dog anytime." And then I had someone else that's always laughing, and she's like, "I'm going to behave myself when I come to your client." It's like, no, you're fine. You're fine. And for a while, I was worried, because, you know, it's not just making, I don't know, making fun of people sounds like it's being mean, but it's just kind of a creative, therapeutic outlet to dealing with customer service, just kind of in general. So the character Karen Stevens is just a combination of everyone who's ever been mean to me at the clinic. You know, she's not one person. So it's just kind of a good way to express that and to show everyone, you know, hey, the receptionist, we're people too. And it's not okay to act like that. And when I feel like when you look at it from the outside looking in, it's kind of like, wow, Karen is such a bitch. And it's like, well, I mean, yeah.
Hopefully it makes people think twice about how they treat their, not just the veterinary staff, of course, but anywhere. I think it's such a smart way to address that part of what our profession is facing now. You know, whenever you see any kind of conversation regarding why there's such a high rate of suicide within veterinary medicine, or, you know, all these kinds of conversations about why people are leaving and being burnt out, you almost always have some input regarding the public and their expectations and how, you know, we're treated. And, you know, I've seen people try to bring awareness to that in a way that, you know, helps our profession. But I honestly think it's more likely to fall on deaf ears than a video, you know, that's kind of making light of the situation, but also has them thinking, oh, do I do that? Like, do I walk in and not even realize that there's other people ahead of me and just go straight, you know, and start demanding what I need?
Right. Absolutely. And I feel like it's important to say that, you know, not everybody who is rude is a bad person. Maybe they're just having a bad day. Maybe something happened, you know, if someone's losing their pet, that's, I mean, absolutely traumatic, upsetting. And, you know, when I'm having a bad day, I'm not my best self either. So, you know, I feel like it's important to extend, you know, more love, more compassion, more kindness to those clients. You know, it's not, I don't go straight to, I'm going to make a TikTok of you being a butthole. You know, it's, you know, there, I just feel like that's kind of important too, just as client advocates, that just because someone's ugly one time doesn't necessarily mean that they're quote unquote a Karen. Because like you said, there's people whose name is Karen and they're wonderful people. But, you know, I mean, everyone has a bad day, and it's, I feel like it's important to extend that olive branch of love and empathy before making a TikTok. But then if that fails, then we make TikTok.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think we could all say that everybody's a little more on edge, you know, the last year and a half, just in general. And so just remembering that a large part of the time, whenever we have difficult interactions, it really has nothing to do with us or our staff.
It's almost never personal. It's almost always the situation or something else that's going on in their lives.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Show us your scary selfie to win incredible prizes!
This is Caitlin Palmer with the Desk Wench Confessions, and Halloween is my favorite time of year. This year, I'm celebrating with the Scary Selfie Contest. To enter, just take a scary selfie in your awesome Halloween costume and post it on Instagram. Tag @myvetcandy, #scaryselfie. 3 lucky winners will win $100 Visa gift card. Visit myvetcandy.com/scary for contest rules and regulations.
I've been trying to think of how we could weave this in, and I got it. But when Caitlin and I first connected, we learned very quickly that we have a lot of mutual things that we love that probably other people don't really get. I was actually telling my parents about your email yesterday. And the reason that I'm bringing that up, it's not because I want to talk about Labyrinth and David Bowie, that we're both crazy cat ladies. The second I read your email, which granted, it may not have the same weight with someone else that doesn't get Dance Magic Dance, it instantly made me smile and led to me thinking how fun that she chose this as her email, and what a simple way for her to like be brought back to something she loves throughout her day. Like anytime you give that email, you know, you're going to think of David Bowie dancing in the horrible tights. Now you're making me think of my girls dancing in the living room to that song because it's our favorite song. But, you know, you may be listening and you may be like racking your brain as to like how you could incorporate, you know, more fun or lighthearted, you know, happiness into your chaotic, you know, life. And I want to encourage you to just think outside of the box and think simple. Like it really doesn't have to be this like major groundbreaking, you know, activity or thing. It could be as simple as having something on your desk that makes you laugh, you know, and will tie you to a moment in time where you, you know, were full of joy and just carefree, and just take you back to that moment for, even if it's just for a minute.
On my desk at work, I have a picture of me with my German Shepherd that I had growing up. He was my best friend in the whole world. And at this point, he's been gone longer than he was here, you know, and it's still, I just remember how much I loved him. And at the time, you know, as a kid, we didn't know about heartworm prevention. We didn't know about getting annual shots. You know, we live in the country. It's a dog. It lives outside. You know, you give it food, you give it water, and it's fine. But how much he meant to me, and how his life, and unfortunately, ultimately losing him, has helped me to help other people and to advocate for heartworm prevention, for vaccines, for better living conditions, making the dog part of the family. So I keep that above my phone. But then next to my monitor, I have a little figure of a whale shark because they just make me happy. And so it's just kind of a neat back and forth, like, oh, yes, love and compassion and being professional. And then it's like, oh, sharks are cool. So it's just kind of I try to balance those two things.
No, I love how you gave that example of something that keeps you grounded in your work, but also ties to a memory, you know, that's significant to you, but then also something that can be completely random that just makes you happy. I think we forget, or we're just unaware from the get-go of the power of those things, or they become so much of a part of our environment that we kind of forget they're there and we forget their significance. And so I want to encourage you, after listening to this, go home, find something, print a picture, whatever it may be, but bring something back to your workspace, or if you're working from home, whatever it may be, your mirror, I don't care, your bathroom mirror, but put something that is going to instantly make you smile every time you look at it, and look at it as often as you need.
And if you haven't seen it, go watch Labyrinth and absorb its meaning.
I can't imagine a childhood without Labyrinth.
I can't either. That was, anytime it rains, I'm like, ooh, I got to go watch Labyrinth, because that was like my first DVD. So it's like, I have to go watch Labyrinth because it's raining and I can't play outside. And now I'm 30 and I'm like, I wish the Goblin King would come and take me away right now. And he has yet to do it, so.
Oh my goodness. I'm so curious as to how many people listening are like, they are crazy. I have no clue what they're talking about.
What is this? Unsubscribe. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't do that. Oh my gosh. Oh, sweet, sweet people. See, they need our help. Those are the people that need that little extra help.
It would probably be a good source of laughter as well, especially I can't help but laugh at his hair and get up. But anyways, I always love to wrap things up with how our listeners can find you. How can they follow your creative genius through TikTok? And I know you share it elsewhere as well, because that's how I was able to kind of tune in. So if you don't mind just letting them know how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So I have my Facebook. I made a new Facebook at The Desk Wench, TikTok Desk Wench, Instagram The Desk Wench, Twitter The Desk Wench. I'll share my videos and my shenanigans there as well.
So that's pretty easy to remember, guys. I hope you have enjoyed listening to a slightly different, you know, topic today, but one that is so important. Like I said, I was pretty excited whenever I found out that we were going to be weaving this into our podcast, because I think we just all need way more laughter in our lives these days. And so what better way to have you on with us?
Thank you so much, Dr. Jessica. I appreciate being here. And I'm so excited to be part of the Vet Candy family. And you're all amazing. And I appreciate you all so much.
Oh, well, thank you for agreeing to be on and just giving us a little bit of joy throughout our day. So, well, thank you for tuning in. I hope it has been a good use of your time, and that you're excited to go find what you're going to put on your desk that's going to make you smile throughout the day. Until next time, this is Living Well with Dr. Jessica, and we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
It's Vet Candy Radio.